Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And I am thrilled to have on the phone with us our friends from Anytime Fitness. And we're going to learn all about what is going on there and how the big new grand reopening has gone. Anyway, we want to welcome to KDWA Courtney Cadwell and Lisa Cruz. And they are going to fill us in of all that is new. How have you both been?
Good. How have you been doing, Mo?
Just great, thank you. You know, as much as you can be, it's a different world we're in, isn't it?
Very much so.
So I know you guys really worked hard while everything was shut down during the pandemic to keep people moving in any way possible, but I bet it's really nice to have your facility open again. How long have you been open?
Just over a month now.
And so what's that been like?
Every week, a little bit different. It's kind of like a normal summer for us. We're usually not that busy in the summer in the gym anyway, so it's nice to have the doors open for those that do like to come here daily.
Don't you think that's probably a good way to ease back into it, though, is not having as many people as normal come in? I mean, I bet the timing is going to be a positive.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of our members and clients are working weird schedules, too, so I think that almost helps because we're pretty staggered with when people have been coming to the gym. There's been a lot of people here at different hours than they normally have been in the past because they're either working from home or they just have a more flexible schedule right now, or they're still off. There's still some people that aren't back to work, so that definitely has made it almost a little easier for us to keep people getting in and getting out so it's not getting too crowded in here.
So what did the two of you do while your place was closed? How did you stay fit?
Well, one of the things I kind of kept with my routine with some of the equipment that I had at home, or, you know, I'd have people ask me, you know, what could they do at home, and, you know, using water jugs or sandbags, paint cans. I mean, being as creative, I had a gal use some bricks from her backyard as weight, that kind of stuff. The other thing I would watch were some of the Anytime Fitness live video workouts online, which were another great way to add to what I was already doing.
How about you, Courtney?
Yeah, so like Lisa said, corporate Anytime Fitness was very good in helping us out, and they had some of their personal training staff over there that kind of helped teach us and educate us, put together workouts every day that they would shoot live through Facebook. So we had the opportunity to have us do the workouts, watching them do them, and having our clients, showing our clients how to find it and so they could have something to do, as well as just getting outside, possible walking, running, biking, all that stuff.
Just moving, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Walking the dogs.
Yep.
What were some of the comments that people had when they finally were able to come back in?
One of the things that, I mean, some people really liked the way we kind of changed things around a little bit to kind of set it up for the social distancing part of it. A lot of compliments on the way it looks. We did some painting, a lot of deep cleaning, and people really noticed a lot of that. And I think people are just happy to see all the stations for sanitizing and a lot of positive feedback.
So what were some of the changes that you made?
I mean, we had to, our gym's not huge, so we couldn't space out everything. So we did have to block a few pieces of equipment off and just kind of do an every other type thing for a lot of our cardio. We kind of reorganized the strength training room, the weight room, and kind of move some things around so maybe it would flow a little bit better for traffic purposes. And then in our group training sessions, we have limited how many people can be in a session. So people are really having to start to get tech savvy and using their app so they schedule their sessions so we can kind of keep traffic down in those group sessions to kind of space people out pretty good.
And is that how we do it? We should go online? Is it anytimefitness.com, or where do we go?
So for the group training sessions, those are for our clients. And so they just use our Anytime Fitness app. But anybody can go to the Anytime Fitness website and find us on there. and kind of see what all of our stuff is.
You mentioned being outside. I understand that you're doing some outdoor workouts.
Yeah, so that's something that we put together real quickly once we got the okay to open again, and the governor was able to kind of lift a little bit to, I think, 20, right, groups of 20 instead of groups of 10, so we could have a little bit bigger group outside. So typically in the past, we've done free outdoor workouts in May on Saturday mornings, and we've done that for about 5 years, and this was the first year we didn't do that. And I know a lot of people really were bummed about that, because that would have been a great way to get people outside, but we just really couldn't justify having a group of larger than 10, because a lot of those workouts would get pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing them now. We're doing them on Tuesday evenings, except for this week we had to reschedule, so we'll be doing it Thursday, and hopefully the weather is a little bit nicer this week on Thursday. But we're doing them in the evenings during the week at 6:15 p.m. at JC Park. So that's kind of a different change for us, which is kind of nice to try something new, doing those outdoor workouts during the week instead of on a weekend. Doing them in the middle of summer is maybe not our favorite thing. We prefer the May weather a little bit better than the July humidity, but we've had 13 people there last week, so it's fun to see new faces and familiar faces come join us outside for a workout.
How long is the workout?
It's about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We do a little warm-up, and our workouts are all body weight this year.
Mm-hmm.
We typically would try and get some other toys involved in the years past, but with all the trying to sanitize in between, is just too much. So it's just body weight workouts. We're asking people to bring a towel or a mat so they can get down on the grass if they need to for some planks and stuff like that. And the workout itself is about a half hour, and then we do a little fun social distance finisher at the end.
And this is all free?
Yep, all free. So anybody in the community can join us. And then hopefully we will have two more on the following two Tuesdays. So we were trying to do every Tuesday in July.
That is pretty nice that you're inviting us. Thank you so much. And really, it feels good to get outside too, I bet. You guys are inside a lot during the day. So what a nice contrast.
Yeah, I think it was kind of neat too. We had some of our members that came to one of the 4 o'clock groups and the 5 o'clock groups, and then they came to the outdoor session as well, so they kind of got a two for one. And with it being so hot and humid, it was great to see those people plus new people that we haven't had before come out on a hot evening, so that's positive to see.
Yeah, I bet. So tell us about the inside of your space. You mentioned that things are moved around just a little bit. Do you have any other new machines you want to tell us about? How's that big giant thing that tells you everything about your body? What's that thing called again?
The Evolt scanner. Yeah, so we don't really have any new pieces of equipment. Obviously, being closed for a couple months, we have not invested in any new pieces of equipment. But we do still have our Evolt body scanner, and we've had a lot of people using that to kind of, the people that have started to come back in, hopping on that scanner just to kind of see where they're at. Some people, this whole COVID situation was not necessarily their best friend, and some of them actually did great. It was maybe just what they needed was an excuse to stay at home and really focus on themselves and not make some of the poor decisions that nutrition-wise they maybe were making. So we have seen definitely both ends of the spectrum with how people did during the time away.
That's kind of fun. Can you tell people again what that Evolt machine does?
Yeah, so the Evolt gives you a lot of internal information about your fat levels, your lean body mass levels, your body fat percentage, all that type of stuff. And then it really also helps you with your nutrition too, and gives you, based on your body and your goals, how many calories you should be consuming each day, and trying to help you figure out your nutrition goals. It really helps you with that.
And that's something that is included in the price of your memberships.
The first one is free when you sign up. You get your fitness consult, and the first one's free. And then there's some different packages you can do. to kind of keep that going as well.
So do you two both train people as they come in?
Yep. So we're both trainers. So usually when people sign up, which we've had quite a few new members over the last month, which is really nice to see some new people coming into the gym. So when people sign up, they get a fitness consult with myself. And then we try and talk about their goals and do the eVolt scan and kind of figure out what's the best way for us to help them. And then they kind of pick, you know, whatever they think is the right thing for them, whether that's one-on-one training, group training, just doing an eVolt scan every now and then, having us check in with them. And then they usually, whatever they sign up for, they usually end up working with Lisa or John.
Courtney, when you say you do a consult, what is involved in that, please?
Yeah, so when you get your consult, it's just a 45-minute meeting, basically, with myself. And we just go over whatever you feel like you need the most. Everybody's different, right? You might come in here very unsure of a gym. You've never been to a gym. This is the first time being in the gym, so how can we try and make you have some success and teach you as much as possible in 45 minutes? Mm-hmm. And then other people have been to the gym a lot, and they just need a little bit of a jump start, and they're ready to go. So it's really more of that time to just chat about what are your goals with another person that's able to kind of help coach you in the right direction.
So because you're open round the clock, do you show people how to use the machines?
We try and find whatever's best for them. So we do have a workouts app, which has a ton of custom programs in there for them to kind of choose what might be the best route for them. If they've never really worked out before, we try and teach them some other things besides just the machines. We can always show people machines. The machines just, they all have instructions on them for the most part, so they're not usually super complicated for people to figure out, but certainly we will show them if we know that they need that and they're struggling with that.
As you're doing this, Courtney, are you holding a clipboard?
No. No, I do not hold a clipboard.
That seems like that might be too intimidating. Good for you.
A clipboard. I don't have a stick. I don't have a whistle.
Oh, you don't have a whistle? I thought for sure you would. Then you pass people off to either Lisa or John. And do you still do you do individual training and then you do some group sessions? Tell people about the different kinds of group sessions you do.
We have group training sessions, so we have Monday through Friday. We have early mornings at 5:45 and a second group at 8:30 most days. And then we have the evening groups, which are either 5 and 6 o'clock or 4 and 5 o'clock, which the 4 o'clock was added new for the summer just to try that timing out. We have a base, burn, and build. Base is more of a fundamental kind of getting the body ready for the next groups, we'll say, like the burn and the build. The burn is a high energy with cardio and weights, and then the build is one where you to get stronger and a little bit slimmer, increasing the strength. They run, again, kind of the same as what Courtney was saying with outdoor workouts. We do a warm-up, and then we do the workout, which is about 30 to 35 minutes, and then we have a usually when we were pre-COVID, we had a team finisher. But now we just sort of do, cool down where we stretch out with the foam rollers on our own in our own space. But most of these workouts are in your own space, and we are distance apart from the others. And their total can be about 5 in the group, including the coach. So,
yeah, we've really had to kind of change up how we do the group sessions. In the past, we would do a lot of circuits. So by circuits, I mean we would move from one spot to the next spot. Well, with all of this, that doesn't really leave us much time to wipe down equipment
right.
In between one person touching it and the next person touching it. So we've modified all of our workouts to be in your own space workouts. So when they come in, they kind of know we've kind of got 5 spots mm-hmm. mapped out. They go to one of those spots like they're in timeout, right?
Yep.
They grab their toys that they need, whether it's some dumbbells or kettlebells is typically what we've been using. We haven't been using too many other toys lately. Mm-hmm. They grab a few things of whatever they might need based on the workout for the day. and a mat. Usually they need to grab a mat, and we usually suggest wiping it down before and wiping it down after. And then we go over the workout, we do the stretches, all that stuff, and we just kind of try and do our best to... It's been challenging as a coach to really focus on our verbal cues, because we're trying not to get too close to people all the time. I mean, we are wearing masks, and some people are okay with us getting a little closer to kind of help them a little bit more personal with their form, but most of it's been really focusing on different ways of saying something.
But you're still making it work, and we're so grateful that you're doing that. If people want to join Anytime Fitness, how can they do that, please?
Sure. They can either stop by the club during our office hours. Our office hours are Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Friday from 9 to 2. We're located in the Westview Mall. You can give us a call at 651-438-8818. Or you can also just check us out online or on Facebook or Instagram and always reach out to us on those platforms as well. We'll get back to you as quickly as we can. Those are really the best ways, I think, to get in here.
We love it. Anytime Fitness, located in the Westview Center. And we want to thank our guests today, trainers Courtney Cadwell and Lisa Cruz. And we appreciate all you do. Don't miss the free workouts in the park. If you want to learn more, give them a call or stop in and see what's going on at Anytime Fitness. And you're listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Won't stop, won't stop, won't stop the beat and go!